Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
In the studio is Bill Geiger. Our conversations with Bill are sponsored by Geiger Wealth Management. Welcome back to the Biz Lunch.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
So I'm fine, thanks. I was just laughing because I just read that last commercial. The Dow's up 400 points. You know,
that's fantastic.
And this is one of those days where I go right to my 401k and check. Every time I check out my 401k, I think of Bill Geiger.
Very good.
That's a good thing to be doing. Telling me not to be doing that. Welcome back. How is everything?
Very good, thank you.
Do you have a busy season?
Not really.
Yeah, it's just pretty much the same.
Yeah, it's pretty solid all year long.
And so we talk about here preparing people for retirement and getting set. And I'm 55.
Right.
I actually forgot how old I was earlier today. I did. But how far out before retirement should you start? I mean, I know we're always working to save for retirement. When do you start setting up the plan and the distribution of things?
Probably 5 to 7 years before you're planning on retiring. And the reason for that, Steve, is there's two really important things you need to accomplish. The first one is you need that time to set up dependable, sustainable income that you can count on that you have to pay your bills for the next 20 to 30 years in retirement. So that's a really, really important job. The second thing that you need that time for is you want to structure your portfolio. You want to set things up so that you don't have a big, big loss that close to retirement. Most folks, at that stage of their life, they've got more money than they've ever had before, and the last thing they want is a big loss.
So it's like bringing in the new left fielder for defense late in the game.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, you spent all these years saving, and your focus has been on growth, and as it should be. But when you get close to retirement, you have to shift gears a bit. You have to begin focusing. You still want growth, don't get me wrong. But you want to focus on creating dependable, sustainable incomes. You're going to need it to supplement your Social Security. And the other thing you need to focus on, you still want growth, but you don't want any big losses. Important.
We talk a lot about the people, and they might not know what level of risk they're at. And this is what we're talking about, right? Where you might still be at a higher risk than you should be at this point in your life.
That's true. You might be.
How do you, when you set it up, how do you figure out then that you're going to have the money to cover your expenses? I mean, how do you budget that, or how do you put that together, that figure?
Well, there's a few different things that go into it. First of all, when would you like to retire?
Tomorrow.
How much would you like to have to live on during retirement?
Right.
And how much are you actually going to have coming in? Like most people have Social Security. Social Security is not enough. They need more than that. So you kind of figure out what that is, and you try to set yourself up so you've got at least that much income coming in, if not more.
You know, I joke about it. I'm flipping about it and checking my 401k and all that. But it is a hard thing. I mean, you know, because I have started to look at it a little bit more closely, and it's easy to save for retirement. It's hard to plan for retirement.
Yes.
And so that's the sort of stuff that you do.
Well, it's easy to and that's really what we focus on. We focus on planning for retirement for folks in their late 50s, early 60s. Right. That's our wheelhouse. That's where we feel like we can do absolutely the best job for people.
What do you find people misunderstand the most? I mean, you know, if I'm sitting down and trying to figure out what my expenses are, they might say, excuse me, you want to save 85% or, you know, I mean, I what do you think people misunderstand the most with that?
I'll tell you the question I get the most frequently. You know, we've been doing this, we've been saving money, we have this much amount of money, but what do we do now?
Right.
You know, they don't have a game plan, if you will. They don't have a game plan. We get this big stack of money. How does that convert to paying my bills for the next 30 years?
The difference in a savings plan versus a retirement plan.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And Steve, I mentioned that's kind of our wheelhouse. That's what we really specialize in, is helping people, couples in their late 50s to early 60s, get this sort of thing set up. I know you're going to talk about this, but for the next 5 couples, we're going to help them do their financial plan on a complementary basis. They just need to have $500,000 in their portfolio. I know you're going to give them this number.
What do people need to come in with to get that done?
Well, they need to bring in their statements, so we're going to analyze them. and they need to come in and just have a conversation.
And then they walk out with a burden off their shoulders, right? Once you know you're there.
Listen, this is honest to God truth, Steve. We've had people go out of our office and kiss outside the glass doors.
Really? I totally get that, because once you have someone outside saying you're there, or now you have a plan to be there,
it takes a burden off because they know how to do what they want to do.
Bill Geiger, nice to see you. We'll do it again.
Good to see you, sir.